common here. I have John Lott, John R. Lott Jr. He's held positions at the University of Chicago, Yale, Stanford, UCLA, Wharton, Rice, chief economist, the United States Sentencing Commission before. He's got tons of articles, and you can look up the article that he put out today. It's in National Review. You can look on nationalreview.com. Mass shootings and gun control. Dr. Lott, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Well, great to talk to you again, Louie.
Well, it's always good to talk to you, John. You're a great witness when you come to Capitol Hill and testify. You're a great writer when you write truth as you do and speak truth to the powerful that want to take away our Second Amendment rights. But would you tell us, what's the situation? If the president had the kind of gun control laws passed all across the United States, would it have changed the shootings in Colorado, Oregon, California, the most recent ones we had?
No, it wouldn't. I mean, the president, as you say, and Hillary Clinton keep pushing this so-called expanded background or universal background checks that would require background checks on the private transfers of guns. The vast majority of guns that are transferred privately are within family, either gifts or inheritances. But it wouldn't have, if those laws had been in effect, it wouldn't have affected one of these mass public shootings that the president's talked about over his entire presidency. Now, the irony here is we have these horrible tragedies in California and Colorado and Oregon, as you say, but each of those states already have these expanded background checks. And the irony is the president and Hillary Clinton are saying, look at the shootings in these states, and it's because of these shootings that we need to have these expanded background checks, when in fact those are all, that's already the law there. It wouldn't have mattered anyway because it didn't affect it, but it didn't stop them in those cases. And even in France, where they've had a huge number of deaths from mass public shootings this year and injuries, they also have these types of expanded background checks. So it's kind of weird that they're pointing to places where the laws have failed to stop these attacks as reasons for why we should go and have this type of law across the rest of the country.
You said one other thing. I sure want to hear it from you.
There's one thing I was just going to mention. The president, a couple times this week, and of course last week and other times, keeps on saying that these attacks in the United States are unique, that other countries just don't have. Of course, he said it from Paris, of all places, where they just had a big mass public shooting in November.
Wasn't that unbelievable?
If you look at the casualties, the injuries and deaths from mass public shootings this year in Paris, they've had a total of 508 people that were either killed or injured. That's more people killed or injured this year in Paris from mass shootings than in all the years of all the time of the Obama's been president. From the beginning of 2009 through yesterday, if you look at all the mass public shootings, there was a total of 424 people killed or injured in mass public shootings in the United States. So there's,
and they've had that many mass public shootings in France this year?
So they've had three mass public shootings, but the casualties
are
508. They've had 508 people either killed or wounded in the three. They had two in January, one at Charlie Hebdo, and then they had another one at a Jewish grocery store, and then they had the one in November.
Well, but let's be fair. You know, John Kerry said it's understandable the shooting at Charlie Hebdo, you know, because really, John, you know, I guess the way John Kerry thinks, if you criticize Islam, you basically have got it coming when you're killed. I mean, when Pam Geller was having an event in Texas, a lot of people said, well, you know, of course there were going to be people come out and try to kill them. You can't criticize Islam and not expect to be killed. And then they turn right around and start criticizing Christians as being every bit as dangerous or more so, according to the Homeland Security than radical Islamists, which term they don't use. Well, you always do such great homework and bring things into focus so well. But it's just dramatic when you think about the things that the president, Hillary Clinton, are advocating, that they wouldn't have changed a single thing. Now, yeah. I was struck, and I don't see the number in front of me, but it seemed like I heard that this Farouk family in San Bernardino, that when they checked their home, they had like 13 or so IEDs or bombs. Obviously, if guns were completely outlawed, if they're outlawed, outlaws are the only ones that have guns at that point, but they still had the bombs. And
right.
whether...
Well, look at the terrorist attacks in France. All the weapons, all the handguns, all the machine guns that they had were banned weapons. You know, they even had a rocket launcher in January, when they did the Charlie Hebdo attack.
And that really is amazing. Yeah. Well, and, you know, I was a judge for 10 years, and I know this is anecdotal evidence, but I can't remember a single person of all the assaults and murders that occurred with guns that came before my courtroom where the gun was bought from a store where, you know, you had to do a background check. Outlaws always, or nearly always, either A, bought their guns from some other person that got them illegally, or B, they found them and stole them themselves. Of course, one murder case I tried, got burned down the house to cover his tracks after he stole the guns, and a mother and child were killed next door when the fire went to their house. But that's what outlaws do. Only the law-abiding would have their rights taken away to have guns. And I'm just so pleased that you always bring such clarity, both to Congress and in your articles. Anything else you'd like to add before we have to take a break?
No, but thank you very much for having me on. Keep up your good work.
Well, I just want to read the last line from your article today. Strangely, the Oregon, Colorado, California, and Paris shootings are being used to push for additional gun control laws of the sort that failed to prevent those attacks. That's incredible. And you got people belittling.